between this Rashbam and the Sifra Pardes, because the Rashbam says that in explaining Rabbis B of Kiddush Shnei Yain Ador, Mashein King, so we could say, but now he says Yain Kiddush Shnei Ador. So he says that the Yain has to be before the Kiddush. So on the contrary, you could say Pshat. In other words, the Rashi in Sifra Pardes could agree with the Rashbam's Pshat in Rabbis Din of Kiddush Shnei Yain Ador. So the Rashi in Sifra Pardes could agree with the Rashbam's Pshat. But that Rashbam has reference to Rashi, who says Kiddush Shnei Yain Ador. So he requires that the Yain should be just before Ador and should be and should be removed from the Kiddush. So from Rabbi we see that the Be'er Priyagofen of the Avdoreh is an integral part of the Avdoreh, but the Be'er Priyagofen of the Kiddush is not an integral part of the Kiddush. It just, it because I didn't, that's all. Mashein came with Abbe Rav, and we pass like Rav, he says, Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdoreh. Yayin Kiddush Neir Avdoreh. So the Yayin has to be before the Kiddush. So he is Chilikam Rabbe, and he holds that just the reverse, that the Avdoreh, the Yayin, has to be just before the Kiddush and not before the Avdoreh, because the Be'er Priyagefen of the Avdoreh is only the Berkas HaMeni, but the Be'er Priyagefen of Kiddush is an integral part of the Kiddush. We could say, now, we don't have to say like that, because we could say, Enoch Name, of course, the Rabbi certainly Chilik and Rabbi. And that deen of Rabbi, that Rabbi says that the Be'er Priyagefen of Avdol is an integral part, and the Be'er Priyagefen of the Kiddush is only because I mean it's not part and parcel of the Kiddush. So we could say so. Of course, the Rashbam will agree that Rabbi is chilek, but not that Rabbi is chilek, just the reverse. That Rabbi is chilek, Rabbi holds that the Be'er Priyagefen is an integral part of the Avdoreh, and it's an integral part of the Kiddush. So mainly the Yayin has to precede the Brocha of Kiddush, because since it's an integral part of the Kiddush, just as it is an integral part of the Avdoreh, and the Kiddush precedes the Avdoreh, so mainly the Yayin, the Brocha of Be'er Priyagefen, should precede the Brocha of Kiddush. Not that Rav says the reverse. Not the reverse. He is chilik. We have to say, according to Rashbam, that Rav is chilik and Rav. But not that he's chilik all the way. In other words, Rav is chilik and Rav. Because whereas Rav says that the Be'er Priyagefen is only an integral part of the Kiddush. And the Kiddush not. So Rav says that it's an integral part of the Kiddush and the Avdol. And we have to say that this is, even though the Rashbam could agree with the Rashi's Din Sefer HaPardes, and the Rashbam could say that according to Rabbi, so the Be'er Priyagefen is an integral part of the Avdoreh, but it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. And according to Rabbi, that is the reverse. In other words, it's an integral part of the Kiddush, not of the Avdoreh. He could say it, but we saw last time that the Rashbam doesn't explain it that way. How do we see it? Because the Gemara says, "Veloi, Rabashoma, less ilchazik amidera." The yontek shechali is achar shabes, v'omar Rav yakniha. So that's a raya from Rav that he doesn't agree with the Talmid of Rav, because if Rav had agreed with the aloch of Talmid of Rav that you have to say Be'er Priyagefen. We have to say Be'er Priyagefen and the Kois of Birkas HaMozein. So then Rav would say, not Yayin Kiddush Ne'er Avdoreh, but he would say, Yayin Kiddush Yayin Ne'er Avdoreh. Yayin Ne'er Avdoreh. So Teisha says, the Kashe, because the Yichti Vorech Vamayim with Be'er Priyagefen Ot Yisechon, Vizor Mitzinu. So Teisha says, we need a title of Tiknu, Yayin Yitzei, Shvan Lahav Ehev, say, we have dinam of Birkas HaMozein. So that's Teisha's Pshat. But what's the Pshat with Rashi? How could Ravashi say that if Rav had agreed with Talmid of the Rav, then he would require not Yayin Kiddush Ne'er Avdoreh, but Yayin Kiddush Yayin Ne'er Avdoreh? How could he say the Bürgersalami twice on the same course, on the same yai? The answer is because the Rashbam Shiti is that Rashbam now, the Chavash agrees with Rav because his Rai is deduced from Rav. So he agrees with Rav that Yom Tov Shechalom is a Rashabes is Yakna. So Leila, it's a Rai from this Rashbam that whereas Rabbi holds, that only the Be'er Priya Gefen in the Havdorah is an integral part of that. But the Be'er Priya Gefen of the Kiddush is not an integral part of the Kiddush. So Rabbi Israel can hold that both, that the Be'er Priya Gefen in the Havdorah is an integral part of the Havdorah, and the Be'er Priya Gefen of the Kiddush is an integral part of the Kiddush. So Mimele, if so Rabbi Ashi said, this is how the Rashbam explains Rabbi Ashi, if Rabbi agreed with the Talmid Rabbi's deen, so then he should say, Yayin Kiddush, Yayin Rabdom. Yayin Kiddush, Yayin Rabdom. Alright. So we see that this is the Rashbam Shit. The Rashbam Shit is that according to Rabbi, so the Rayev is an integral part of Rabdom, but not of the Kiddush. And according to Rav, he says, Yakna, so the Be'er Priya Gefen is an integral part of the Adorah, it's also an integral part of the Kiddush. So because of that, so we see that as far as Rav is concerned, so everybody agrees that the Be'er Priya Gefen is an integral part of the Kiddush. So maybe that's why Tesfes considers it as a chiddush that in his release the Rav Shabbos began in Tzomer the Kiddush Livor the Be'er Priya Gefen. That's a chiddush. How could it be a chiddush? So we see from that alone the Tesfes holds that the Be'er Priya Gefen is an integral part of the Kiddush. Because if we are going to assume that the Be'er Priya Gefen is only there because of the Yisrael Apostle Odom Lemes Biloi Broche, so what kind of a Chiddush is it? Why does he have to mention Ayas? After all, it's taken for granted there is no Hefsek. So Mehecha Teiseh that he should say Be'er Priya Gefen again if there is no Hefsek. As far as the Yisrael Apostle Lemes Biloi Broche is concerned, so he already made it Broche. So it's not in any Broche. The answer is, because the Be'er Priya Gefen is an integral part of the Kiddush, so I could argue with the logic, true, you already made the Broche of Be'er Priya Gefen Yayin, and there is no Hefsek, there is no Hesek Hadas. But he has to say Kiddush, so he has to say the Broche of Be'er Priya Gefen again. So this is mentioned, I have a Yerushalmi, no. So what's the Pshat? So why does Yerushalmi say like that? The answer is, true, that Be'er Priya Gefen is an integral part of the Kiddush. But when were the Chachomim Misakim that the Be'er Priya Gefen should be an integral part of the Kiddush if he has to say the Broche? Some Mele Chachomim Misakim that it should be an integral part of the Kiddush. Masha'inkin, if he didn't have to say it, so then the Chachomim won't be Misakim that he should say Be'er Priya Gefen and that it should be an integral part of the Kiddush? Alright. Mashva l'chol ba'amitz. ובשם אינם יקומה, ומיסחו יסחו בראשם בידי, ימצאו בקיש לבוא ביום כהגבר. מה שלכל בר מצוותו קיץ, ימצאו לבוא ביום כהגבר. היכן להה בהפסק, ואיתם אם כן אמה הם יבוכים כשאין שכה עבודת ביום כהגבר, אבל תהי עבודת תולו קיץ, ימצאו לבוא לא עד להפסק כדום הרוכם. ויש להם העבודת, ואלילה, תהלה, נם להה בהפסק. הפסק. ואף אותם בבקיש לשאין אם רוצו משקיס משתה. Mikidin Yisrael Asher Boronu, so Mikidin Yisrael Asher Boronu, also we states, Mahamik Mitzvah Samozi, the Maskin Hochel Tzor Bevor. So it is a Hefzeh. Now if it's a Hefzeh, so he should have to make Kiddush again. After he washes, now he will make Kiddush before he washes, and Mikidin will say that. So then, when he washes, so he should have to make Kiddush again, because there was a Hefsek, the Agode, the first part of Halal. And quotes of answer is, it's a Hefsek, regarding the Broch, but regarding Kiddush Mok Musude, it's not Hefsek. And we call him okay, Choshev Kiddush Mok Musude. We will say, Choshev, Agode Hefsek. כשאולי בגלל מי שאיזה נגל פה דרך זה, סוף הוא בואו איך אחרי רוק יסביר אני פושס. סוף אני צריכה פרס, סוף אני רואה ציפי, אני צריכה זיינס, סוף יש סביר אני פושס. וגם מי רואה בואו איך אחר, כל אבא קייסס, על הגפת, חוץ מכי שאיני אסון לך לסוד, סוף זה, אני דעת אם לא נצא לבוח אחרי. וכבר, סוף, וואו, ובאו, 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 cases, yes, to say what happened. I mean, that's a shame, it's a shame, we discussed it. I mean, we discussed it, the machlek of shame. But we, our meaning is not like that. We say what happened, we pass on the shame. That the what happened is recited only after we drink the fourth course. We then it says, we come, achar, these cases, shalirah, smini, suni, never the talk before, and achar, kolecho, lo, agete, now, we don't pass for our cases. Of course, I mean, it's not very relevant because the Chosin and the Kala, they drink very little from the cases in the Tzuri. But suppose they drink it with these, so they go to taste this, so they would have to say two Brocha Achenes, one Brocha Achene after the case in Rasin, and another Brocha Achene after the case in Tzuri. But we don't pass for our cases. I mean, we don't pass the cases in connection with our cases, so we only say Brocha Achene after all the four cases. And we don't pass my cases in connection with the course of Eres and Yisrael. All right, we come around, yeah, clear, very good and dive in the match with the boss, but in the middle of the other, for the people, and I don't know. I don't have a Kiddush Hefzik, who I didn't have a Kiddush Hefzik, because she didn't have the boy, but I don't know, because I don't know, but 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 I don't know. Beloi, we hold him as Kino, we walk in a castle in Birgis, because, the Amgino, because of Adam, the case of Brocho, at the Sheisem, or you may be Zubi, at the very interesting stories you mentioned there before. So Rebbe had a certain Zduki who gave him a lot of trouble, was constantly retiring. It appears from that Gemara that Zduki, he tried, you know, to convert many Jews, you know, to his emune. So then one day, so he had an argument with Rebbe that Zduki and Rebbe told him that he should come in 3 days. So then, at the end of 3 days, so someone just arrived at Rebbe's home. So Rebbe thought, Rebbe got scared, he thought that was that Stuki. And he had a lot of trouble from that Stuki. So another Stuki showed up. Not that Stuki, but another Stuki. And he said, I have good tidings for you. It's Tuki, you're saying it. So he jumped down from the roof. So then Rebbe invited him to eat with him. And then Rebbe made an offer to that Tuki that he should be mivorech the cause of Birkas Hamazon. He should be mivorech. In other words, he was grateful. He was grateful to the other Tuki. In other words, not all Tuki are the same. So one Tuki, when he's in Israel, and this Duki had to be a good Duki. So Rebbe, out of gratitude to this Duki, so he offered him to be Mivorech and Kiddush Birkas Hamazon. From this Gemara, we see that the Mokim Eivo, let's say, so the Mokim Eivo, so he can be the habit, I mean, that's how it appears from this Gemara, that the Mokim Eivo, where there is a very important purpose, so he can even ask Itzduki to beg. But cases point out that Rebbe was very unhappy about it, that the Tzduki should rage. But he still did it. Now, Omolei, Yosef Rebbe Tlata Misa, Kabe, Kopoi, Nipra, Omolei, Tzduki Koya Bore. He's near the door. So he got scared. Omalai. So then another Zduki came. Omalai, Rabbi, Vasya, Tevis, I don't know. When Moshe Chubo is before, your enemy did not find any answer. You know from Nagagones. Apparently that Zduki was engaged, you know, in converting Jews. It was a question. So, Amalei, it's in Choshet, he said, that's really Amalei. So Ramos, he felt grateful because he mentioned the good tidings. So he felt grateful to this other Zuki. So it's in Choshet, he said, that's really Amalei. Lachash, Ochlu, Mishosu, Amalei. Keishel, Brocho, Atashise, Oyaboyim, Zubim, Atalei. In other words, because if somebody is entitled to say a certain Brocho, and then another person, another Jew, grabs it away from him, he says the Brocho, so he has to pay Knas, Azor, Zubim. Now, so here, so... so he says, Aboyim Zubim. Why is Aboyim Zubim? Because there are four broches, the three broches of the Birkas HaMozim itself, and then the Teva Meitim. So in other words, so he said to him, either you take a Keshel Broche, Keshel Broche HaTashise, you bench, or you are going to Zulim HaTameitim. But if you are ready to give up that covet of benching, so then I'll give you 40 Zulim. So in other words, Rebbe, so it was ready. It was ready to give him Nun Zubim in order that he should agree, that the other Zuki should agree not to bench. Because he didn't want that the Zuki should bench. But still, he was Mechabedin. Why? Because he had to be Mechabedin. I don't know. Because he felt grateful to him or because there was an Indian Abebo. I mean, what was the reason as to why he was Mechabedin? He was unhappy about it and still was Mechabedin. So he said, "We are going Zulim Adelaide." So Jesus said, "The Kashi, Boche Maskima, the Boche Akasa the Bird, because Amrino the Kisha Adam, the Kesha Boche Atashe, he said, we Mem Zulim Adelaide." Why Mem Zulim? Because for each Boche is 10 Zulim, Knas. So four Boches, so it's 40 Zulim. The Ashto, he can Nui Zulim. We should be a Kasbir, we are here. You have three Boches of the Bain, the Birk Samozin itself, and the Akiva Meiti, which comes together with the Pertzah Mosei. So it's four, and then Be'er Priyageben. Be'er Priyageben is a fifth Broche. So it should be 50 Zubim. Why do we say 40 Zubim? Mem Zubim Adneke, Yish Reima. The host of Unok at Nun, Mishim Rabashe, Nivor Lechakise Liberus. Hey, Biyom Nivor Chimbir Kesamos Niloikos. 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 All right, but he says, kids walk out to chase. All right. Now, the Gemara we left off, really that was, we left off in the middle of the year, because the Gemara says, Kibotel Abdule, Kibotel Abdule, Kom Shama Ibadli Tabuken Ishak. So that is reference to the case of Rabbi Yaakov Barabi, Ikal Dirob, but that was interrupted by another case of Amrima Ubarzutra Rabashi Abayasa Bisude, Mikoyalai. So now the Gemara reverts back to the original case of Rabbi Yaakov Barabi, Ikal Dirob, and that was Shabbos, Chazi Libor Berakhefen, so Shabbos with him, Rabbi Yaakov Barabi Akasatame, God the Boy Hakasa Libir Chesed Bechamose, then he probably spent some time with Rabbe, and then he told me, so it came dark, so it was already time to say Abdullah, so Kimotel Abdullah. So when it was time already to make Abdullah, Kom Shamesh, so the Shamesh of Rabbe was modeled in Kabuke Mishrag. So a torch he used for bearing the range of Abdullah, a torch, Omalei, so he lit a torch from a candle to be used for the Be'er Mirej. So in other words, he didn't want to say the Be'er Mirej on the candlelight, but only on the Abuke light. Omalei Shamei. So Yaakov Barabe said to Obe, Yaakov said, Lomalei Kolahayu Mancha Shragi, why does the Shamei have to light a torch from the candle and then say Be'er Mirej on the torch fire? So he could say the Be'er Mirej on the candle fire. Gemara's Omalei Shami died in Nafshikov. So at first he said, Rabbi said, the Shami is built on his own. Omalei Ilishmili Nidimah Leapa. He probably knew that that's the way he wanted to do. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it. Amalei. So then what is the name? So in other words, that it's a mitzvah namukha, you can say the revelation and the fire. But there is a mitzvah, there is a hidur. I mean to say it, and the torch, and the torch fire. That's the reason, that's the one. The shamesh meat, the torch from the candle fire. Posach yoma, hamavdil bin kedesh l'chayim. So obviously, hamavdil bin kedesh l'chayim. Bnei l'chayim shech, bein yisrael l'ami, bein yimashvili shechamase. That was the text of the Abdol. Omalei, omo l'chotul ha'ay. Why do you have to mention so many Abdolis? Omar Abdul Marab, hamavdil bin kedesh l'chayim, zuy adorosi shorabil anosim. So all you need to say, he's a man who can't say, you don't have to mention the other Abdullahs. The Salami and so on. Omalei, I know Kehosvi Olei. Omar Abdeze, Omar Abdeze, Hapeiches or Yitches Yimimu. When one says Abdullah, so he shouldn't say, mention less than the Abdullah. The Hamezi, if go Yitzif al Zayim. He shouldn't say more than four Abdullahs. Omalei, Vomar, Lui Plote, Omar, Lui Sheba. So you didn't say three Abdolets, and you didn't say seven Abdolets, you said four Abdolets. Hamabdil, the Kiddush L'Chayil is one, the Niel L'Chayil Shech two, the Yisrael Ha'am is three, the Nashvish Mama is four. So it's neither three nor seven. Omalei, Ivre, the Niel Ha'ashvili, she is Yamasim Ne'ichsine. So in other words, so that's not to the Cheshvim, because that is many chesimah because we are chesed. Hamavdil ben kedesh l'chayil. So besides the one that is many chesimah, so we have to. The Omer Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel told him, Rav Yehuda Shmuel Maas Nechsinu. Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel, Hamavdil tzor sheyim ha-many chesimah, so much chesim osi. So besides the many chesimah, we have just three Abdolets. So it's all right. Uf, if you saw Yamre, May psychotom some of the chesimos. In other words, so Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel says that the Mavdil has to mention a certain Abdole, may chesime some of the chesimos. And Punkt Visoye say that he has to say, may psychotom, a certain Abdole that conforms, that partakes of the psych. Why deny it? So what's lacking between Rav Yehuda Bar Shmuel and Punkt Visoye? So he can deny Yontef Shechali is a Rashab. So what's the Chesimeh in that Kiddush, in that Abdoleh? Hamavdil bin Kiddush l'Kiddush. So man dovah min Pizichoson, somuch l'Chesimoson, lul boile mei mabul tushestadosh l'Kiddushas Yontef, hivgal. Man dioma min Chesimoson, somuch l'Chesimoson, boile mei mabul tushestadosh l'Kiddushas Yontef, l'Kiddushas Yontef, hivgal. So that is the Rakimeh. That is nothing. Good. Omer Rav Elazar, Omer Rav Eishe, Hapeiches lo yipches b'sholeish, v'hameisif lo yisif al shev. Meis, Eimer Abdolz mitzoy Shabbos, mitzoy Yom Tevim, mitzoy Yom Hachikulim, mitzoy Shabbos liyontev, mitzoy Yom Tevachel Shomeyet. Abloi, mitzoy Yom Tev l'Shabbos. Horogil, Eimer Halt. Mishein Horogil, Eimer Achz. So we see that there is no aloche of lo yifchis misholi ishev, lo yisif al shema. In other words, any rogil can say even less than three, and the one who is rogil can say even more than seven. So the Gemara says, hello, Dom Rabbi Yechere, non shol deishi. So now there is a machlekes anoi, how many Abdolas he should mention in Abdol. So Dom Rabbi Yechere, non shol deishi, that's Rav Nachem Bar Tzimoy. So this Tane says, Imerach, So we see that there's a machlokes anoi, and the minhag is to say shalom. The man who knows shaldeishi, who says only one abdole, Rav Nachem Bar Tzimoy. But my kohen is known shaldeishi, who is stakio bitzuros in Jesus. He didn't look at the coin. He's so moved on from all mundane matters, from all yonim mazeh, that he was not even interested in looking at the coin. So that was Rav Nachem Bar Tzimoy, but so this explains because the father was also like that. So Mimele is called non-shodei. Sholach Lei Rav Shmuel Bar Ide Hanani Ochi Nerach. The last Hilchas Shabbos. So in other words, we have to say at least three. Omar Reb Shurali, Hamati Utsorich Shemima Min Abdolis Amudas Bateach. So when he does mention certain Abdolis in the text of the Abdolis, so he should mention the Abdolis that are mentioned in the Torah. In the Torah, let's say, the Abdolis bin Yisrael Amud. So it's a possible. Va'avleschem. Va'avleschem in Am. So, Min Abdolis Amudas means Seder Abdolis. Hey, אני מרמב כמשלחי ובני הלכי שם ישראל עמי ישוי שיום עס ואיתו מיטויה ולהיים בחורובו ומאי בויי ומאי תחתני וכי העם יובים בישראל וחיסן בסיד הברשיס חיסן בסיד הברשיס ואחיל מהם רבייצר הברשיס וביסט רבי יודה אם חיסן מכנש ישראל וניסה סופותי פתיסקו that he should only mention the Abdolis are mentioned in the Torah. Where do we find an expression in the Torah of Abdolis bin Hayam Lecharobo? The Misa of bin Hayam Lecharobo is Sirebe Abdolis. So the Gemara says, some may come bin Hayam Lecharobo. In the Chanami, she swiped that up. Yoche, so bin Hashim, she said, Amase, Name mein Chsimu, Botzachode Bileke Sheva. So you don't have seven? Because it's Meichsine. So Amrek, Hanu, Bibi, Israeli is not one Abdolet. That's because the Abdolet of Hanu, Bibi, Israeli is really two Abdolets. One Abdolet is expressive of one Abdolet between all the other Shvatim and Shirat Levi, and then there is another Abdolet between a Levi and the Kehen. The Levi, the Israeli, you see, the Isaiah. As the Tanu Yisrael Trigun, the Levim in Israel, we see. So where do we find an expression in the Torah that is expressive of the Abdole between a member of Shevet Levi and the Israel? We see the Isaiah, Hilbert, and Shem, and Shevet Levi. And the Nakir in Levim. So where is the passage in the Torah that is expressive of the Abdole between Tanu Levim, we see the Amram, Avinomation. I body lavi like this kadesh kodosh. So in other words, we have two abdolis. One abdolis we have between the soil and the levi, and the kehen. And a kehen and the levi are both levi. A kehen and the levi are both levi because the levim have dushas levi, and kehanim also have dushas levi. But the dushas kehune is more, but they both have. And then we have Abdolet among the Levim, between the Levim proper and Tihan. And each Abdolet is mentioned in a certain passage. Nechte my Hasid, Rav Omar Mekadosh Yisroel, Shmuel Omar, Hamabdil B'Kiddush Lechem. So Rav says that the Chassid is Mekadosh Yisroel, and Shmuel says that the Chassid is Hamabdil B'Kiddush Lechem. Why is our Abaye? We think Rabbi say, Avod Rab, that the Chassime is in Kaddish Yisrael. Tone Mishmid Rachad, Bashi Bechnani, so how do we pass like Shmuel, that the Chassime is Amab in Kaddish Yisrael? Tone Mishmid Rabbi Shur Bechnani, Kolachay say, Mikaddish Yisrael, the Amab in Kaddish Yisrael, Ma'arich and Yom HaBashen Yisrael. So Rabbi Shur Bechnani holds that we should be in both, Mikaddish Yisrael and Kaddish Yisrael. Ve'ilas Yilchas HaKavos. But the law is not like that. Why? And the time is, Lifishay Chesnim Vishtai. So the melee is, the law is, that we are only Chesed. We are only Chesed, Hamadu and Kiddush Lechem, not the Kaddish Yisrael. The first line, the less ilchas ekavos, because
רב טונה משמיד רב שיבלכן עניה כל המחיסה מקדש ישראל ומבדו בין קדש לכם ומאחריכם יום משניסו ונחסים להסתר בין בו מקדש ישראל ומבדו קדש לכם so the whole thing is not like him why? Because we are not chasing the shtar it's the more in Borcha is after the text alright now the text says we didn't work the text says My binaye, that's called Dalad of Dalad. My binaye, in other words, one mandoma says, it's all she ima, mei chsime somos ni somos ni. And could be so you say, that he has to say, mei psichoson somos ni chsimoson. So what's Nafkimine? Nafkimine is, yom tev shechal yis achar Shabbos. So if we say, now so what is the chsime mei kedish lekedish? So if we say, that mei psichoson, סמוך לכסים אוסון, מפסיכוס לסמוך לכסים אוסון, so, and in the psyche he doesn't mention, he doesn't mention the hevdel בקדושי סבס ובקדושי סיונטב, in the chsime he mentions the hevdel בקדושי סבס ובקדושי סיונטב, המבדל בקדש לקדש, but in the psyche he doesn't mention the hevdel between בקדושי סבס ובקדושי סיונטב, so במילא, מן דאמר מן פסיכוס סומך לחסימוסון ויבואי למין על פשטם שזה ידע אותו ומן דאמר מן חסימוסון סומך לחסימוסון and the חסימה is expressive of the הבדל בקדושי סבס ובקדושי סיונטב so mainly just before the חסימה he has to say בקדושי סבס ובקדושי סיונטב הבדל now we say בקדושי סבס ובקדושי סיונטב הבדל אותו because we pass like the מן דאמר that מן פסיכוסון So that's why we say in Jesus is the only God. My binai the Riva Borges have psyche and chesime in Yenechot, so there is no nafkimine. So we have to look, I mean, the nafkimine is not men. Boy or meima. So according to Mandoma, that mei chesimoson somoch lechesimoson, and the chesime is expressive of the Hevdel, B'Gush HaSabu, B'Gush HaSyonte, Mahavdol Kedish Lekedish. So before the Chesime, he has to say, B'Gush HaSabu, B'Gush HaSyonte, Littalt. Shor Rabin Ephraim is Rabin Ephraim. Lomo Noag Oeilom Lehesi Veleima Vesyim HaShvi. So all right, so we have to say, B'Gush HaSabu, B'Gush HaSyonte, Littalt. But we say more than that. We say, B'Gush HaSabu, B'Gush HaSyonte, Littalt. Vesyim HaShvi, B'Gush HaSyonte, Kedashto. Littalt, Kedashto, Samcho Yisrael, B'Gush HaSecho. What's the purpose of all these expressions? No, Loma Noah Goeim Leitzi Leima Vesim Ashiru Shesh Yamase Kiddash If Daud Kiddash Tam Chisol Chesecho Dein Ze Loi Mein Psyche Loi Mein Chesime Because the Psyche is the Hevde is expressive of the Hevde on the Kiddish Lecheil The Chesime is expressive of the Hevde between Kiddish Lekedish But why do we mention these things? והישיבו רב נתן משמחי בסיין הריחו כדלאימה פעם אחת ממזיין הדורס בין קידש לחייל אחד בניה לחי שער בייס בין ישראל העם עם גימו בין השביל שזה המעשה דלת בין דושה so we have four so far now בין דושה שבל ודושה סיומטף עם דלתו so פירו של יומטף שורה מידדיך ונפש where a שבס it's also הריחו נפש then the simashvim shezi amasi kidashto haynechim shomeyin vishore dovorovu uvishav zos in other words, this is better, I mean, according to the Shittes of Hashemim that chalameyin vizoseya bimlochem midraisei vitzimlochem shein ovu shein ovu so ze chiluk mishavis miyote viyavdo leachas so in other words, the hevdel between yontef and Shabbos manifests itself on two levels. It manifests itself on the level of Yom Tev itself, and it so the Yom Tev, the Yom Tev itself, because Yom Tev is muta in certain loches nichu nevesh, and it also manifests itself on the level of the Chalameyot, because Chalameyot also has vishes Yom Tev. It does not have the same kedushas as Yom Tev Gomor, not Chalameyot. But you are much to become Musa for Chalameyot. So it also has, also has Bishas Yom Tev. So mainly when we emphasize the Hevdel between Bishas Sabbath and Bishas Yom Tev, we have to emphasize, we have to mention it on two levels, on the level of Yom Tev and on the level of Chalameye. So it's together, it's fine. If doubt of Yidash is something that's always a secho, so as Gemara points out, so that is expressive of two Abdoles. The Abdole between Levim and Yisraelim, and the Abdole between Levim and Keanim. So it's two Abdoles. Shtei Abdoles, so Ben Keanim Levim Yisraelim Zion, so five and two. Mahavim Nechsim and Keanim Lekim. Meisve, im im Adoles am Mosel Asuim Rabbi Lanosi, Lilo and Nichol Nifron Preis. So, man non shom deishim des rem nachem bar Hashem Moe. Because he didn't look at the tzure of the coin. Arab Nachem coin. Arab Nachem coin. So who is that? That's Rab Nachem. So, and we call him non shom deishim. So in other words, so that means the father of Rab Nachem. Rab Nachem coin, Yoma. Mitkotten, the very Basra, the Kirchen Afshar, the Nachem, the Rav Shemoye. The Gemara mentions what happened on the days when certain Tanoim died. So, when Rav Nachem, Bar Shemoye died, so then all the images in the city were raised and everything, there were many images in the city, and all the images were raised and they came smooth. Ishtane kotumunoyev havli mechtlaye pish halokim beloy tzure. Why? Because that was symbolic of the character of Rav Nachem Bar Shemoye. V'teilek v'shosei v'yor. Also the question arises, so Rav Nachem Bar Shemoye was the one who didn't look at the matzeye. So why? So he should be called Gdeishim, not Nunshom Gdeishim? The answer is, Tilu Bishot Yubi Ovi, Shegamovi for your Kodesh. Now, the Gemore here is the Kashi. Because Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, "Amadu to Sheima min Abdolis Amurim Vatel." So he should mention only those Abdolis that are spelled out in the Torah. Let's say, "Habu Nakesh Lachelu, Binatom Binatoyer, Binir Binchinsher, Vayabu Kimir Achinsher, Vablas Chemin Ami." But Abdolis that are not spelled out in the Torah, he shouldn't mention. So Mitzvah, Sidur Abdolis Heich, Heich. אין מרמד מקש לחיו, בניר וחישך, בין ישראל, לעמי, בין ישוי שזה המסה, בין תום המיטויה, בין הים לחובה, בין מים מולים ומים תחתנים, בין כן מובים לישראל, וחיסם של הברישיס, ואחרי חרינו ליצה ברישיס, רבי יסף רבי יהודה וחיסם כאן יש ישראל, ומי זה? That he should only mention Abdoles that are spelled out in the Torah, בין הים לחרובו, בין מים מולים ומים תחתנים is spelled out in the Torah. But when I am the Rovo is not spelled out, we see the way I'm going. So the Gemara says, some of me come when I am the Rovo, strike it out. Yoche, when Yim HaShvimish is Yal Maseh, Namen Meich Simeu, so that is not counted. So in the Cheshbim of Seven. So what a Chode, V'lekeshev, V'lekasheva. Because how do we have seven here? See, I'm going to say, Hamadu Mekidish Lechei. So the Kiddush Lachem. So that's one. Now, the Kiddush Lachem. That's one. Benir Lachishach is two. Ben Yisroel Am is three. Now, Ben Yashvirish is Yimei Amas. So that is not counted because that's Menichsim. So we have so far. Amad Kiddush Lachem one. Benir Lachishach two. Ben Yisroel Am in three. Ben Tomer Mitoyer four. בין הים לחורובו 5, במים מלאים מים לתחתים 6, ביקיאן הם מביאים לישראל עם 7. Now that you say that some of me come חורובו, בין הים לחורובו, you have to strike it out, so you have only 6. 6, Ihoche, bin die Maschine, die ist in der Masse, Name, Mech, Sinu. So that is not counted. So, and without a Yamlech Alomo, we have only 6, was a Chodev, like a Sheva, Amre, Gan, we will be destroyed, Trey Milanin. So we have 7. Without, bin Yashvili, she is in the Masse, we have 7. Bin Yashvili, she is in the Masse, Mech, Sinu, Och, Nama, Lomot, 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 והוד לקטון, או לקסיבי, והוד לקטון הלא לבסי, how is it? Now, בין השביל שזה המעשה is the most important, because that's מי יחסימי, so that should be mentioned to the end. How is it that it is not mentioned to the end? פירש רשבם בשון החזים לעבדולס, וכשהנה אם הרגים לעבדולס, הווסומוך לקסימי, as long as it's mentioned that for the 3 עבדולס, so even though he mentions more than 3, he mentioned 7, so as long as it is put in after the first 3 Abdolas, and that is all that is required, so in the melee it's considered some of the sin. V'intayimah, Rabbis Rabbi Yudel Rav, the Chasmin, the Kaddish Yisroel. So there is a machlekes. We passim that we are chesed, המדון כדי של חייל, נעת מקדש ישראל, וכל הזמן דומה, לתחסינית מקדש ישראל. So, how is it מי יחסים? So, רבי יצב רבי יהודה רב, וחד מקדש ישראל, איך אבי מי יחסים? עד רבי, כי אני מבין מישראל עם אבי תווי מי יחסים. So, how is מי כדי של חייל, עם השביל שיש עם המעשה, How is the Bashvil Shir HaMaseh Meir Sime if the Sime is Mekedish Lecheil? So then, Binashvi, Bishay Sime HaMaseh is Meir Sime. But if the Sime is Mekedish Yisroel, so how is Binashvi Shir HaMaseh Meir Sime? Adra Bekamu Bin Yisrael, Ave Tvei Meir Sime, Yei Shleima, Binashvi Shir HaMaseh, Have Shafya Meir Sime, of Mekedish Yisroel. Why? Shekichonu HaKadish Boruch Hu B'mitzvei Yisro, V'not Amones HaShabos, So, since the Chesime is the Kiddush Lecheil, so Shabbos is emphasized in the Chesime, and since the Chesime is Mikadosh Yisroel, so the Kiddusha Yisroel is emphasized in the Chesime, so Meile bin Ashvili Shiris Yamase is Mei Chesime, because the distinction of Israel consists in the fact that the Shabbos was given to them, to Israel, because Shabbos is the benzug of Israel. So the male is mechzim. In the Shabbos, the Shabbos is mechzim. The Shabbos is mechzim. The Shabbos is mechzim. The Shabbos is mechzim. But the Kahanim, they say, Kahanim reveal in Israel, that is more expressive of mechzim, of Mikanish Israel, than Mikanish Lechei. So Bishmi and Yifen bin Yimashvili Shiz Mamase. So Jesus says, no, that bin Yashvili Shiz Mamase is expressive of Yizmei Chesimei, of Dushas Yisroel. And on the other hand, Kehan Levi Yisroel is not Mei Chesimei, because Lo Yizkel Yisroel, true, that we say Kehan Levi Yisroel, so Dushas Yisroel is mentioned, but in the Havdole of the Kehan Levi Yisroel, So Yisroel is mentioned in the sense that it's the least of Gushas Yisroel. Yisraelim have the least of Gushas Yisroel. So Yisrael Yisroel hotel shekalim Gushasom v'kahanu levim v'hadu meyachim. All right. Now, so Rav said that the chesime so is Rav told. Finally, we can chase them with style. U Preise Sovra, so that's a Gemore in Broches. That means this, in chase them with style. We got a dim Yerushalayim there, the Gemore says. So there was one Mandoma, So was Chesed, the Broch of Yerushalayim, in Birkas HaMosei, Bishtai, Moshiach Yisroel Ubein Yerushalayim. And the Halacha is not like that, Mandom. Why? So the Gemara says, in Chesmin Bistein, wie kann der Mai, in Chesmin Bistein, mit wie, wie kann der Mai in Chesmin Bistein, mit wie Chinesi Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So the reason is because the Nesmin Sechal Rale. So it's a different form of the Aloch of Nesmin Sechal Rale. We had before the Aloch of Nesmin Chavilas as it manifests itself in the Aloch that you cannot say two broches al Kuzachot. Al-Kisechot, let's say, Kidei Hashem, Birkas HaMozik. That's one manifestation of the Halacha of Eis Nisekul HaKhiles. But then there is another manifestation of the Halacha of Eis Nisekul HaKhiles, that we cannot be chasing a Brochen Shnak. So it's a separate aspect of the Eis Nisekul HaKhiles. So, we tell you, Shechasem Bishtayim. Why? Because of the Eis Nisekul HaKhiles. ופרייס סובר כי מה דומה כשהדים שאוכלו חיסן בשתיים זה איזה מה דומה משיע ישראל בין ירושלים so that פרייס קורט ודת מה דומה ופירש רק סבב נהלוכה כשמוע תחוצים נמצאים לשלחי how? Because the question is this שמוע זה נאמר now and here we have a comment that said that we are חיסן מקדש ישראל so here we say that the halacha is like Shmuel, that just the Kiddush Lechel, the Kiddush is all not. But, so there has to be a Tame who agrees with Shmuel. Who is the Tame who agrees with Shmuel? So the Rashbam says, the halacha is Shmuel, the Chos in Kiddush Lechel, the Chasmin, and Shoei Shabbat, the Yonte, the Kiddush Lechel. Because there is a Tame who says in Chum, that Mitzoei Shabbat, that is an Yonte, so the Chasmin is the Kiddush Lechel. That the Tame said. Now since the Chesime HaMitzoi Shabbos Yontel is the Kiddush L'Kiddush, so it follows that HaMitzoi Shabbos which is Chayil is the Kiddush L'Chayil. Shema HaMitzoi Shabbos L'Chayil, Chayis L'Kiddush L'Chayil. Alright. Ule Ikmar L'Pumpudis. Ule happened to be in Pumpudis. Omer L'Rav Yude L'Rav Yitzchok. Pray. So Rav Yude told his son Rav Yitzchok, Zil Amtel L'Kalkala D'Peir. Go and bring him a basket of parents. I mean, the purpose was to find out certain halachas, how he is nearly himself. That was the purpose of sending his son, Rav Yitzchok, to Ulin. Because he had, how does he make Abdol? How does he chesem, and how does he make Abdol? Lo yozom. So Rav Yitzchok, the son of Rav Yudei, he didn't go himself to Ulin. But Shono Abaye sent Abaye, that Abaye should go to Ulin. Kiosa Abaye. So when Abaye came, Omer Heicha Omar. So Rav Yitzchok asked Abaye, how was Ule made himself? How did he say to Abdole? Omer Heicha Omar, Omer Heicha Omar, Bo Hamavu Mikidish Lechem. Bo Hamavu Mikidish Lechem. Who do Omar? The Rambam says. Vitzulot. He didn't say. He didn't say anymore. So, we saw also the coming up way. Then, He didn't say anymore. So, then, when Rav Yitzchok saw his father, Rav Yehuda, so the father of Yehuda asked Rav Yitzchok, Heicha Omar, how did you say? Amalei, I know the outlet. I myself didn't go to Ule. I didn't visit it. I'm not a dear to Abai. I sent Abai the Omalei and he gave me the report that Ule said I'm Adma Kiddush Lechem. And that's all. Omalei, so the father was angry at Rav Yitzchok. That's why he himself didn't go to Ule. Omalei Rav Genuselima, Visrohuselima, Gomol Limadu Letime Shmaut, Shmaitzenikul. All right. Mace. Kol ha-brochei, kulon, prisei ha-biboruch, Now, so Ule was Pitea Biboch in the Broch of Abdoe, and he was not Chesin Biboch. Now we are Chesin Biboch too in the Broch of Abdoe. But Ule just said Amar B'Kiddush L'Cheil, and he was not Chesin Biboch. So the Gemara is, the Kashi means, Kol HaBrochet Kulom Pitea Biboch V'Chesin Biboch. So the general rule is that every broche, unless it is a broche tzor, but every broche that is not a broche tzor, so he has to be pisei abiboruch, has to be chitzi abiboruch. So, and the more assume that the broche of Abdole is not a broche tzor. So, mainly, it should be chitzi abiboruch. So, kol HaBrochet Kulom Pitea Biboruch V'Chitzi Biboruch. Chut, Mibirkat Mitzvah, Ubirkat Aperes, Ubrochat Muchal Echavar. So Birkat Mitzvahs and Birkat Aperes, these are Brochat Ktoreis, and so it's not the same as Ubroch. And then, so Ubrochat Muchal Echavar. So it's not the same as Ubroch, because it's Muchal Echavar. Ubrochat Chemish Ebitchrishme, Ubrochat Chemish Ebitchrishme, so it's not the same as the book. She yeish men, pisei abiboruch, vein cheisen the book. So the yeish men, she cheisen the book, vein pisei abiboruch. So in other words, the general rule is that a broche has to be both pisei abiboruch and cheisen the book. But there are some exceptions. Some are exceptions in the sense that they are pisei abiboruch and cheisen the book. And some are exceptions in the sense that they are chesin b'boruch, not pisei b'boruch, like a broch has b'chol echavato, v'ativ ha-meiti is pisei b'boruch, v'in chesin b'boruch, in chesin b'boruch. That's an exception. But Abdullah is not mentioned as an exception. Since it's not mentioned as an exception, so he should say both. He should be pisei b'boruch, chesin b'boruch. So it's a kasha against Ule. He wasn't chesin b'boruch. Kasha Ule. Omelach Ule. Honame, Birkat HaMitzvah is mentioned. So that's included in the category of Birkat HaMitzvah. Birkat HaMitzvah is included in the exception of Birkat HaMitzvah. Honame ki Birkat HaMitzvah dami. Birkat HaMitzvah mai taine mishmi doi. Honame I doi. All right, now let's see. Rashba. Til amta lirule, valile zut tira ich mavi. המעבדו בקידיש לחולים הוא דומה וצולות. אומר אביב רבי פרפרייס, רוס זה מה הכוח שלו, אשר לא הולך ובאס, וניסן את הבית. ותיק משמעית זה מפומה, ורב יצרוק, אלו מפומה דה הבית. ואמרים לכל תרמת חוכן, שאין רב, שמור את פי, סבור סוף די זה איזה כדה. פרקס המצווה, כי הוא ניסה את פיקיטי, ואו נטיל הסבורות. So it's not חסם את דבור. ואו זה מתיים יש לו דבור, ושאין בו את דבור, בגלל שזה פרוח הקצור. הוא פרוח הסמוך על החלתו, So Birkat HaMitzvah is just Pesachas B'Boruch. It's not Pesachas B'Boruch. Brochas B'Chol Echavato is just Chesem B'Boruch. It's not Pesachas B'Boruch. Kineisen Shosh Mines V'Broch. So just the first Broch, the Broch of Elvis, so is Pesachas B'Boruch. But all the other Brochas in Shmineshre are not Pesachas B'Boruch. Why? Because all the other Broches are Somuch. L'Chavato. U'Broch Ha'Reino Shevichri. אבל פי שהיא ברוכה אחרת למייל ממנו, שהיא יצחו בלבורך, שהרי היא זכרי אשמה, אבל פי חי, so maybe we couldn't say, so that is not included in the exception of ברוכה סמוכה לחלתו, because the ברוכה that is after קרי אשמה is not סמוכה לחלתו, because קרי אשמה was מפסיק between the ברוכה לפנאו and this ברוכה. So maybe it should be פסחה לברוכה, and it's not Pesach HaZipor. So that's a special exception. So what is the reason? It's not Mamesh Smucho Lechavato. So, but why is it Eino Pesach HaZipor? The answer is even though it's not Mamesh Smucho Lechavato, because Pesach is Mapsi, but Al Pedin we consider it as if it had been Smuch Lechad. Chashvino lo Ava Bechim Matchul Mugoch Vichashvino lo Brocho Asmucho Lechad Leitzo Shalif Nechri Ashma שערי חובר אמס ויאצי, על צמפי של קריאה שלך, וכדאמרים הם בברוכה, שצורך לסמך אמס ויאצי, אחר אני עד השם הלכיכם, כי יחסיב עד השם הלכים אמס. כאילו כך, ככל זה ברוך, ברוכה, אריך תדמיה, because there is a חיוב מרבונו, one is מחויב to say the קריאה שמה, together with ברוכה לפונה או ברוכה לאחר. So if he doesn't say it with the ברוכה לאחר, so it's another word, so מרבונו, it's there is one חיוב of קריאה שמה and the ברוכה לפונה או לאחר. So ממילא, if he doesn't say the broches lifoneo and the broches lacheo, so there is a diminution with Rabbonon, there is a diminution in the kiyum ha-mitzvah of kriyash. Vorayeh lechatzileh da-lochayeh that he should say the broches of Trishne also in the Zman of Trishne. There that he didn't say the broches of Trishne in the Zman of Trishne, so he can say it, either he can say it during this month's delay, or he can say it, so it's machlekes v'sheinim. But all the sheinim agree that the Eved, if he didn't say the broches of Krishna within this month's v'yashma, this month's v'yashma, so he should say it after this month's v'yashma. But lechatzchile is mechuyev to say the broches of Krishna also in this month of Kriyashma. Why? Because if one doesn't say the broches of Kriyashma, so it doesn't only mean that he lacks the kiyum of the broches of Trishma. With Rabbonon, there is a diminution in the kiyum of mitzvah of Kriyashma. That's the reise, but with Rabbonon, he is mechuyev to say the Kriyashma together with the broches. So Mimele is considered as brochas mucho lechavato, even though the Kriyashma is mas. This is what Rabban means. Yeish ve'ilu she'izkarnu she'besiachem mivoruch ve'inichetim, ke'im birkas peirek, ומצווה, יש מהם שחיץ מהם פיסייח, עם ברוך הסבוך לחלצה, ותארתו משנו שניתחו לבואו. So, what is mentioned here is that the general rule is that there has to be both, פיסייח בבואו, חיץ מבואו, but there are exceptions. So the exceptions are of two kinds. There are exceptions where it's not פיסייח בבואו, and there are exceptions where it's not פיסייח בבואו. יש מי שחיל בו בו, אז מרחב את הרצאותו, לשם שמיסטר בו, וברכת הפיו המתי, בברכת המוזי, אף על גב בסמוך הרחב אותו, שהרי ישחיל בברכת המוזי, אף על פקיין ביסי אבו בו. Now, so, the question is, ברכת הפיו המתי is an exception in the other words, in an inverse sense, because ברוכה סמוך הרחב אותו, so is any בסך הדיבור. So that's the rule in regard. Every brochas mucho lechavato is a general exception, and it is not pisach azibor. Now, birkas hativa meiti is somuch to the brocha of Yerushalayim. So maybe it's a brochas mucho lechavato. So it should not be pisach azibor. And we see that it is pisach azibor. So why is it? Shari hischil lebirkas amos abu tchil pisach azibor. משום לברוך אבא בנאב שנזכן, משום אריג את ביטח שניתנו לקבורה, הטויב שלו נזכיחו והמיתים שניתנו לקבורה, אבל אונו מעריכים בו קצת, כדורים אבו שום ישמעו חייס, כנפורים של השפשי שאוכלו, כאילו כך, כולו חוד דוי, כדיר כספיר זוכר את המיצרס, כאילו בייך סימס, so then so is that הטויב המיתי is not considered as ברוך הסמוך לך בתור, why? Because even though the חכומים הוא מסכם, that one should say the brocha b'chiv amiti after the Birkas HaMozein, but it's not an integral part of the Birkas HaMozein. Birkas HaMozein itself consists of the three brochas, of Birkas HaZon, and Birkas that Moshe Rabbeinu was misake, and Birkas HaOretz that Yeshua was misake, and Birkas Yerushalayim that David was misake. So when we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Bini Berachmo Yerushalayim or Bini Yerushalayim, so Omein, so that marks the conclusion of the Birkas HaMozein as such. And Hateva Ameiti, so Hateva Ameiti is a broche, is a birkas idoi, is a birkas adoi, am the haruge pitas, and the kvure, and the chachomim only saying that he should say it after birkas amolek. But it's a special mitzvah of idoi for the haruge pitas that were not only kvure. So mimele, it cannot be treated like brochas mucha lechavato, because there is no connection. It's not an integral part. It's something else. So that's why it's the second level. All right. Kashi l'ule sheposa b'boruch l'choka. Who do it? Ve'im bo hetzo it's like dirch samitze. Ve'im bo hetzo it's like dirch samitze. Lo yefzik p'chine, lo yefzik hitzu, hilka v'yfzik hotzon sag. Lo yidob le dirch haskidush, she tzorich l'shapeya, b'shvach, שבוס ובירקת נזרעיה, שאיש בו הפסק חינוך עם רחמך הרבי, וברכת טובה יש לי בריצו, לפי חוק צורך לפתח ולזיין בשבוחי שלמות. בשבוחי שלמות. אורי, נאו לתאי. כל הברוכס פיסי אבי ברוך, וכן סי בברוך. ותאי, ברוכס אלי קיים שומו, המייל ותסח על בבורך, דום יקור אלוי הווה סמוך על החוותו, כדאם רינון בברוכס, כי ניסה רימר לקיים לשום. So, so take the sheet he is, that לקיים לשום הוא is not בברוכס סמוך על החוותו. Now, the other thing we say, that לקיים לשום הוא is בברוכס סמוך על החוותו. The Bess Yosef, in Simen Rishvob, mentions it, that it is a brocha smucha lechavato. And to what is it smucha lechavato? It's smucha lechavato, it's smucha lechavato plasha yotzeh. And the goyim also passes like that. That we, he has to say alekai nishomo after asha yotzeh. But teisa shite is that alekai nishomo is not a smucha lechavato. And the raya of teisa is, because Rosh Nagmor in brocha is ki mi sarim alekai nishomo. Ki mi sarim alekai nishomo. So, in other words, so Tesis says the Kashi. So why, since it's not, so in other words, according to the Shite that it's Muchot Asher Yotzah, so we understand why it's not Pesach HaSukkot. But Tesis Shite is, it's not Muchot Asher Yotzah, so in Mele, it's not Zuchol Lechavato, so it should be Pesach HaZibok. V'chein Koshe Matu Asher Nivro Elo, Utsivas HaDerech, שחייסים ונפיסי הביבורך, ונפיסי הביבורך. So there is a shite that אין לך נעמה, תפילס הדרך should also be סמוך על החוותו. Because of that, so it's a proper thing, before you say תפילס הדרך, to say ברוך, I'm something, I'm candy, I'm something, I'm a glass of water. You know, but this shite is no, that תפילס הדרך is not סמוך על החוותו. Is not a smuch lechavato. So if it's not a smuch lechavato, it should begin with both. Why isn't it pesach adibok? Yesh leima, with ishein am broches, elo shvach u'tfil abalma. U brocho, sh'ayir. So it's in a broche, elo shvach u'tfil abalma. Period. Alright. So that's why, elekai nishomo, is not pesach adibok, even though it's not smuch lechavato. It's not chul lechavato. So, ubrocha shacha migile, ubrocha shacha migile. So, nira de chasminon, boruch ato avishem, okil amifol amifol, kol tareyem, okil amishira, shi yaruch. So, from the damil birkas peres and mitzvah shein ktsoris. So, since it's arucho, so it has to be prisachat di boruch, and prisachat di boruch. Vichein yish gerushal min migile, uvidmor edom, misvor nishal. וחייסי בו, בבורך הכל המפרו, וברוכה בביר נפוש ישראבייס, חייסי בירושלמי, בורך עתו עד השם, חיילון. Now we are not named like that. We say, we can put בורך חיילון. But there is a מחלקת רשני, how they can put. But חייסי שיטי is that we have to be חייסי, בורך עתו עד השם, חיילון. חוץ מברוכה עצמוך לחב, פירוט, לפי, so why is the brocha smucha lechavato not pesach adibok? Because there is already the brocha of the preceding brocha. Peirush lifi, the brocha, there is already the brocha of the preceding brocha. Peirush lifi, shechisenet bereshenu, ein tzorich l'pteach hashniyo b'bok. וברוכה של אחר הפטור. ביצוע כל אילון, עד שכל דבורו פרמס בצלת, ויש הפסק מזרי, ומסחי ולמנתו, ואין שם ברוכה, לא ידחסימו את הראשינו, ולא ידפסיכו השניות. ונראה את כולה ברוכה אחת. So that is one ברוכה. So, we have the first bracha after that song. Baruch Atah Hashem Shachon Tzukom Tzor Padir Kiyon Emo Kiyon Reise Hamdaber Umkayim Shekol Dvoro Emes Vatsev. Then, so, it is presumed that it's the second bracha, but, so it should be Pesach as well. So Teisa says, no, it's not the second bracha. It's a continuation of the first bracha. So from Baruch Atah Hashem Shachon Tzukom Tzor Padir Kiyon Emo Kiyon Reise until Baruch Atah Hashem Shachon Tzukom Tzor Padir Kiyon Reise, that's one bracha. That's one bracha. That's why it's not, Nemon is not Pesach as well.
Should that
be considered in answer to the Amin answer? No, so we say Ne'omin after Akil HaNemon Chodvor. Not after Shekhon Dvor of Emes Vatzedek, but after Baruch Atah Hashem Akil HaNemon Chodvor, then you answer on it. Because it's one bracha. From Baruch Atah Hashem Akil HaNemon Chodvor until Baruch Atah Hashem Akil HaNemon Chodvor. So it's one bracha. So, וברוכת לאחר, צריך להפתור את יצור כל אילומי, יצור כל אילומי, עד שכל דבור אמס וצדק, ויש הפסק ומחזיר ומסכנם ונעתו, ואין שום ברוכה לא ידחסים את הראשינו, ולא ידחסיך עשה שניות. ונראה דיקו לברוכה אחת, דיקו למשתוי בנמונס ומעמיד את המות, ומה שיש הפסק מחזירי, לפי שיורגיל עם כל הציבור להפסיק שומדרים השבח כדאום המסכת טוב וכי משמע הוסו דברוכה אחסי ברוכה אחסי דקומר דמפתיה מבורר זיים ברוכת כנגד זיים חוי פירש בקריס התאירו so בתחילו ביצו so we have seven ברוכת all together why? Because b'kriyas ha-toro b'tchilo b'sof. So you have two. V'achas l'fnei after. V'achas l'fnei after. So it's three. That's the broche ha-shabocha b'vim tevi. So it's three. And then dalet achel. So three and four. So the Meshach HaSeifchi mentions four after the Mashiach. Now, if you consider from Baruch Atah Hashem Akil HaNemon Chodvor Mitzvah Kol Lomi until Akil HaNemon Chodvor is one broche then you have four from Baruch Atah Hashem Mitzvah Kol Lomi until Akil HaNemon Chodvor is one Rachem Altien Mishamich Tzim Yuneo is the second broche and Samcheinu Baruch Atah Hashem Mogin Dovid is the third broche and Atir Olar Avedo Kanish HaShabos is the fourth broche but if you are going to say that Nemon starts a new broche so then you have five, not four. So we see from Meshach HaSeifrei that it's, the Knemon doesn't start the new broche, but it's a continuation of the first broche of Tzor Kol Olam. How is that? Now, then the Sheva broche shall be true. Shehakol bo lechveide liyetzer ha'odom. V'ashe yotzer ha'odom. Shepeitzchim liboruch. Now the question is, now we say Yeshev ha'odom. So v'an lechum. So first we say Be'er Priyagot. And then we say Shehakol bo lechveide. Then we say Yitzhot, then we say Asher Yotzar Es Odom Bitzalma. So the question is, now the broche, the first broche is there Pri HaGefen. So the broche of Shehakol bo lechveide is Smucha Lechavato. So it shouldn't be Pesach as a bo. The broche of Yitzhot Odom is Smucha Lechavato. It comes after Yitzhot Odom. So it shouldn't be Pesach as a bo. It shouldn't be Pesach as a bo. And then the broche asher yotzer es odom bitzalmei is smucha lechavato, it comes immediately after yetzer ha'odom. So mele it shouldn't be pesach as b'vorach. So how is it that shehakol bo lechveide is pesach as b'vorach? And yetzer ha'odom is pesach as b'vorach. And asher yotzer is pesach as b'vorach. So he says, v'shev ha'broach shel nisim, shehakol bo lechveide yetzer ha'odom asher yotzer es odom, shepeitzch mibo'ach, v'arok smucha lechavato, because the first broche is there at Pri HaGefen. Pirush Rashi b'kesuv es. So Rashi explained, פירש רשי בכסובה, ושחתי על בור הולך לידי, ניסקנו להשיג הסום, בו יראו לאמרו משעת הסיף, ויברוכו בפני עצמו. צורה שסי, זה כסובה, ותקשורי דברוכה, דברוכה, או חתי על בור הולך לידי, איזנת דברוכה, ופוזניס, ניסקנס, איזה בירקס חסר, איצנף, אי בירקס הזיווק, איצנף, an integral part of the Birkas HaZivuk. That was Niskan primarily for the Asifes Ha'om, who gathered together to give Kovet and to be Misameach Osmikal. So it's not an integral part of the Birkas HaZivuk. And actually you could say that Broch at the moment you come, you enter a wedding hall and you see all the people that are gathered for the purpose of being Sameach Osmikalo, so you could say that Broch. And it will not be Broch Levatov. If one will say it, the moment he comes into the wedding hall, so it will not be Broch Levatov. But since he's going to say, oh, the Birkas HaZivuk, Samele the Chachomim won't be Sakein that Lechatchile, it should be said together with the Birkas HaZivuk. But it's not an integral part of the Birkas HaZivuk. It will not be Broch Levatov, even if we'll say it before the other Broches. The moment you enter the wedding hall and you see all the people who are assembled. This is what Rashi said. So the melee, so in other words, what's the Pshat in Rashi? The Pshat in Rashi is that it doesn't mean just because it happens that one Broche follows another Broche that it has a deal of the Broche Smuch Lechavot. When is a certain Broche that follows immediately upon another Broche considered as a Broche Smuch Lechavot, only there is some connection. But if he just follows immediately upon another Broche, but there is no connection as here. So in other words, the Shaka Broch Lechvede is a Broche by itself. It's not part and parcel of a number of Broches of Birkas HaZivuk. So the Shaka Broch Lechvede, now the Beir Priyah Gefen comes together with the Birkas HaZivuk. So Mela, we cannot say that just because the Shachar Bor Lechvede comes after the Beir Priya Gefen, so it should not be Pesach HaZivuk. Because Shachar Bor Lechvede is not an integral part of the Birkas Chasan. Alright. V'chei, so that explains why Shachar Bor Lechvede is Pesach HaZivuk. Because that's not essentially a Birkas Chasan. It was Niskan, al Asif HaSom, wo yorol leimu bishat Asif, vibroch abnat, vichay, but, why, but Yetzir, so that explains also, why Yetzir Odom, so, Yetzir Odom is a tzricho sha'alima, asher yotzar acher, el haskir shtei Yetziris, tiknu v'yidmu al asher yotzar, v'areichu matzim, in other words, so, So the Broche of Shachar Bor Lechvede is not considered Smuch Lechavot or Tzvei Priya Gefen because it's not an integral part of the Birkas Chasan. So that's why Shachar Bor Lechvede is Pesach HaZivuk. And that also explains why Yetzer Odom is Pesach HaZivuk. Because true that Yetzer Odom comes immediately after Shachar Bor Lechvede, but Shachar Bor Lechvede itself is not an integral part of the Birkas Chasan. So there is no connection. So Mimele, so Yetzer Odom is Pesach HaZivuk. But then the question arises, but Asher Yotzar Es Odom, the Talmud certainly should be considered as the Broch HaSmuch Lechavot, because this comes after Yetzer Odom. So Rashi says in Ksuvos, no, that even Asher Yotzar Es Odom Bitzalmei is not a Broch HaSmuch Lechavot. Because Asher Yotzar Es Odom Bitzalmei is really the first Broche that was enacted by the Chachomim, by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah on the Birkas HaZivuk. So Asher Yotzar Es Odom Bitzalmei is genuinely a Birkas Chasanim, but Yetzer Odom is not genuinely a Birkas Chasanim. So the first Broche of Birkas Chasanim as such is as you are sort of sound. Nothing to order. But the Chachomim were misaken, in other words, because the Chachomim were misaken that he should say the Yetzer Odom before he recites as you are sort of sound, even though the Yetzer Odom is not expressive of Zivuk of marriage in any way. Yetzer Odom is just expressive, or is just a enjoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that the Rebbeinu Shalom created man. Has nothing to do with marriage. So which one of the Sheva Brochot is the first Brochot that essentially is expressive of marriage, of Zivuk, that Hashiyot Sarasodom Yisrael. So Memele, the first broche of Birkas Chasanim as such is Ashiyot Rasodim Mitzalme. So Memele, this is Misachas Devoruch, and Seis Tosis is already the second one, and the one that precedes it is also essentially Birkas Chasanim. So Memele, the Seis Tosis is not Misachas Devoruch, Sameach Misamach is not Misachas Devoruch. And then Ashaboro, so should not be Pesach HaDivoruch. So why is Ashaboro Pesach HaDivoruch? Because sometimes, under certain circumstances, so Ashaboro is recited, whereas the other Pesach HaSana not recited. Let's say there is no Panim Chadoshes. So Mimele, Ashaboro is also Pesach HaDivoruch. Now, the Chayi Yitzir Odom is a Tzricho, Shara Yeima, Asher Yotzer Acher, El Hasfir Shtei Yitzireis, Tiknuo. ודימור ואשר יוצא, והרי היא כמו אל עצמו. זאת אומרת, ותרשמיז, אני, you consider it as השקופה, so it probably is השקופה, but that's the פשט in the רשע, that actually, רשע said, אני דימור את אוקסו, two יצירס. So one way of explaining now, there is one, מלדומה לוי, he said, that there are only שש ברוכס, not שבע ברוכס. So in other words, there are only sheish brachas. We don't say both Yetzer Odom and Asher Yotzer. But we passim that we have to say both. We have to say both Yetzer Odom and Asher Yotzer. So why is it? So it can be explained. So the Gemara says at first in Ksuvos that the machlokes between Levi and the other Amoraim. It consists in the question as to whether they were one Yitzire or two Yitzires. In other words, or the Morishim and Chavir, whether all the Morishim was created, Shnei Partzufim, and then it was divided into two, that's one Yitzire. So that's two Yitzires. Or it was one Yitzire, not two Partzufim. And then the Gemara says, because all the Machshove, Libro Ishtai, and then they were created one. Ikwali the Rebbe Bilul the Rav Shimon Brei Boruch Chomish. Ravasi Ikwali the Rav Asher Bilul the Mar Brei Boruch Shit. That means Chomish or Shit besides Beret Reaget. So Leime Behokem Ikwali the Mar Sova Chode Yitzire. The Mar Sova Chode Yitzire. ומר סובה, שתי יצירס אבלוי, זה כולה אומר, חודי יציר. חודי יציר. נאו, חודי יציר, כי מנדאומה, והיבן את הצלע, פרצוף שמתחיל את בריאות עם עברו שני פרצופים. זוכר מלפונו, פיקי ומוחד. So Chodi Yitzira means that Shnei Patsuk. So Marsova, so Lim Vok Marsova Chodi Yitzira, Marsova Shnei Yitzira, Tavelo Yikula Aume Chodi Yitzira, that Shnei Patsuk in Nivro, Marsova, Bosa Machshova Zvino, and Marsova Bosa Maisa Zvino. Ki Hode Rav Yudah Rome, Ksiva Yivro Lekim Es Odom Bitzahome, Yoksiv Zochon Kevo Bro, Hokei Tzat, Bitzchilo Olo Machshova Libri Shnayim, will it say if Nivroya? So if it's based upon the Machshove, and the Machshove, so it is Livrishnayim, so Mimele we have to have six brochets. Six brochets, I mean besides Beret Reagetem. and Eve, according to the Maise, in the Dibro Echot, so we should have, besides, a Bertri Agefer fiber. Fiber. Now, what does it mean? I mean, the Machshove, too, what does it mean? You can't conceive, I mean, that Machshove, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it was something else than what turned out to be. So what it means is this, that the Machshove, in other words, what Rashi is saying here, that the Brocha Vashel Yotzer Es Odom Bitzalmei, Bitzalem Gustav Nisei, is really Brocha on the Yitzira, on the Yitziras of the Chosn and the Kala, the husband and wife together. So, through marriage, there is a new Yitzira. That's what Rashi said. There is a, this is what we say. Asher Yotzer Es Odom Bitzalmei, Bitzalem Gustav Nisei, V'histilei, Mimenu Binyan Adiyat, Baruch Hato Adishem Yitzer Odom. So the Yitzer Odom means what? Yitzer Odom, the Chosn and the Kala, the husband and wife. So it's like one person. So the identity of personality between the Chosn and the Kala, the husband and wife, that's a new Yitzirah. That's a new Yitzirah. As a matter of fact, this is the Pshat in a Maimah Chazal, in the Yerushalmi. In the Yerushalmi, on yesterday Seder. So the Yerushalmi Sanhedrin says, that Bishor Shomar HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Lui Sorai Shmo El Soro, so the youth was taken away from Sora's name, so the youth was pleaded before the Kisei HaKovet. In other words, that he said that the I was part of the name of this Tzadikis Soro, and it was taken away from him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the youth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the youth, you shouldn't be upset about the fact that you are taken out of the Tzadikis name, because some years later, so when Moshe Rabbeinu will send in Raglin, so then Moshe Rabbeinu will add the youth, will add the youth, and the youth consists of two heads. Youth consists of two heads. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the youth, that the youth was taken away from Sorai, and it was split into two heads. So Mimele, one head was added to Sorai's name, it was, the youth was replaced by hay, and then other hay was added to Avram's name, Avraham. And that youth, and the same youth that was taken away from your name, so will be added to Yeshua's name. So will be called Yeshua. What's the Kavone? The Kavone is this. Alright. I said many times, Vayibra Lekim Es Odom Bitzalmei, Bitzalem Lekim Bo Oisei. So the Pshati Bitzalmei is not Bitzalmei in his image with the capital H. But Bitzalmei means in his own image. Every human being is supposed to have his own image. But his own image has to be harnessed within the image of God. But everyone has to be an individual, and he has to assert his own image within the image of God. So then Bitzalem Lekim Bo Oisei. But when a Chosn Kala get married, so they have to have one, they have to integrate their two images. So until the marriage, so the Chosn had his own image, and the Kala had the other image. So, but when they get married, so the two images of the Chosn and the Kala have to be integrated into one image. Otherwise, it will not be a blissful marriage. If they don't integrate their two images into one image. So that's the Kavonet. In other words, that the youth was taken away in order that Avraham and Zoreh should become the ancestors of the Umar Israelis. So Mele, so the youth has to, and the youth is expressive of the individuality. Because what the youth will say, Sefer Sifri, Shulchan Shulchani. So in other words, the youth is expressive of the individual image of the person. So when Avraham Avinu was chosen by the Rebbeinu, when Avraham was chosen, at that time he was Avraham, so when he was chosen by the Rebbeinu Shalom to be the builder of the Knesset Yisrael, so Mimele at that time, so the youth of Sorai, which was expressive of her own individual image, so it had to be taken away, and it had to be split up into two hays. So one hay was added to her name, Sarah, and the other hay was added to Avram's name, Avraham. In other words, and the two hays together constituted the yud that is expressive of the individual image. And the same thing is true of Vayikro, Meisha, Meisha, Yeshua, Minun, Yeshua. In other words, in order to be immune against the influence of the Meraglim, who had smooth tongues, so one must have an individual image that is harnessed within the image of God. Otherwise, he will fall prey to the influence of the Meraglim. So, this is what Rashi says exudes. In other words, because why do we say two brachas? Yetzer Odom and Asher Yotzer Hashem Bitzalmo. Because the machshove is only Yivrish Tayim. But actually, they were created two parts of it. So that means that the first man and the first woman were created as one person. As one person. And that's two parts of it. But the kavone was that's the kavone of every time there is a marriage of Aboy Yehi Kedem Yitzirat Avram. So Bas Plain and Plain. So until the day when they'll get married, the Bas Plain will get married to the Plain. So she's expected to cultivate her own image, and the Plain is expected to cultivate his own image. Then when the time is ripe for the two to get married to each other, so then the two images have to be integrated into one image. So that's the machshove, so in other words, the aspiration. Where a person, when he's raised, so he has to cultivate his own image, and then finally must be actualized and integrated into one image. So the melee, the Yetzer Odom really is expressive not only of the Yitzirah of the man, it's expressive of the Yitzirah of the woman as well. Of the woman as well. But that is the Yitzirah of the man and the woman, as they are born and as they are raised. So everyone has his own individual image. But then, when they get married, so they are expected to integrate their images into one image that conforms to the image of God, to the Tzelem Elokim, and that is a new Yitzirah. It's not a new Priyeh, but that's a new Yitzirah, because Yitzirah is to be distinguished from Priyeh. Priyeh means when you create something new, but Yitzirah means when the potential of a person is actualized. Now, that's why we emphasize so much the Yitzirah Sodom. Because as far as the other Briah, the rest of the Briah is concerned, so there is very little potential. But in all the other animals, as far as the Briah is concerned, so a Sheir Ben Yemei, he probably has as much intelligence as a Tinik Ben Yemei. But look at the difference between the development process of a Tinik Ben Yemei as he grows up. So he becomes endowed with more and more intelligence and wisdom. So in other words, because of the potential, so it's a process of Yitzirah. So the Brocha of Yitzir Odom is expressive of the Yitzirah Odom. And the Brocha of Hashayotza is expressive of the new Yitzirah that has to take place through matrimony al-Pitor, of course. If the matrimony is not al-Pitor, so then there is no new Yitzirah. But if the matrimony is al-Pitor, so then there is an effect in Yitzirah. So, Mimele, the Broche of Yitzir Odom is not essentially part and parcel of the Birkas Chasanim, because that's only a Yidoye for Yitzirah Odom. It has nothing to do with matrimony. The Broche of Asher Yotzah is a Broche, it's a Yidoye, and the new Yitzirah that takes place through marriage. So, Mimele, this is the first Broche of the Birkas Chasanim. So Seistosis is the Broch HaSpuch HaLechavato, it's not Pesach HaGiboch, but Asher Yotzer itself is Pesach HaGiboch, because even though it's Smucho to Asher Yotzer Odom, but it's a different... פרש את השחד לבור, ובשאים הרי של ועדו, כשאים פועלים חדושים. ורב לטעם אימר, כשחקר בור ורחמי דבי יצר עודו, לקח בפי הבגור ולא יחכים שאים פצורי. מה זה שכה שאקספאים? כמו ברכת פרס ומצווי, שפסיכות רנזו יחתמוסו, ובשיות הרס עודו, צורך לפי הבגור, שאים לו, so why does he have to בפיסי הבורך השיות של סודום, שאם הוא יפיסח, הוא יניר אחד שיהיו ברוכח. וברכת לעתיק בלתירו וערב לו, אין מהיר שיהיו ברוכח. אז פעם דבר זה מחלקת ראשני, whether it's two ברוכס או one ברוכס. כי אם שאין פיסח, ערב לו בבורך, so רבי תמצא, so that's a ראי, that's a המשך of לעתיק בלתירו. ועבדו לנמה שפיסח את בבורך, אף על פי שסמוכו מברכת מוער, ברנרעש, שאו יצאו לי פסחת ברוך, משום שאו יתיר לברוכך. ומי הוא בראשו מפורך, והרי התורה, שאו הבדורים סמוכו לחלות אותו ברכת ברנרעש, and still is פסחת ברוך, ומשם נראה באפל פאטרון, because sometimes you can say, the ברוכה of ברנרעש, not together with that door. The different time, ואין תימא, יעלוכו שאחר הלך, ויהיו אלינו וישתבח, לומו אין פיסי הבן בבו, why is the יאולוכו that after הלל, why is the פיסח הזה ברוך, ויש למה, the יאולוכו הבסמוכו לברוכו דליקחי את הלל, ויהיו אלינו, so יסמוכו להשכיבנו, ויהיו אלינו יסמוכו להשכיבנו, now from this thesis, so, from this thesis, it's a raya that thesis holds that Yiru Neinu is not the Brochomur that was enacted after Chachimah Talmud. There is a machlokes Rishenim. There are many Rishenim who say that Yiru Neinu was enacted after Chachimah Talmud. In the beginning, I mean, the early days. So, Womisakim Yiru Neinu. And because of that, there are some Rishenim. I mean, the Ramban who says that we shouldn't say it all together. I mean, the Kroshit is also like that. We shouldn't say it all together. So, for two reasons, either because on account of the fact that it was not enacted by Chazal, so the Mele, so the Chachomim, after Chassimus HaTalmud, don't have the authority to be Misakim in Prochet, many Rishenim say that, and also because you have to be Sinei Adulor with Viro, so the Mele, so Bishle Meligad Ashkivenu, so the Gemara says, Kikula Richte Dami, so that's only Ligabi Ashkenazi Kikula Richte. But here in Eno is not Kikula Richte, so maybe we shouldn't say it. Maybe we shouldn't say it. But the Arishenim will say that we should say Yo in Eno. So some Rishenim agree that it is, and it was enacted after Chassidus HaTalmud, but apparently they hold that even the Rabbanit Zvoroye and the early Gaelim had the authority to be Misakim Broche, which is a very strange Chidesh, and some Rishenim say that it was enacted by Chazal, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara and Yiru Neinu. So, from this thesis, it's mashma, the thesis holds that Yiru Neinu was enacted by Chazal, not that it's a konimu cheret that the Chassidus HaTalmud, because thesis is a kashe. Why is it that Yiru Neinu is not the Seah B'Boruch? Now, if Teitze Shite here had been that Yiru Neinu was enacted as the Chassidus HaTalmud, so then it wouldn't present any difficulty. So, the Yaruch HaShachar HaLeil, the Yiru Neinu, the Ishtabach HaLekantro, I mean. So this, from this Teitze, it's mashma, that Yiru Neinu, that Yiru Neinu was enacted after Chassidus HaTalmud, because Teitze says the Kashe. So in the Kashe, so apparently Teitze assumes, in the Kashe Teitze assumes, Yaluchas Yiru, Yaluchas Shachar HaLeil, Yiru Neinu, Yishtaba, Loma Yivetir Mepoch. So from the Kashe it appears, in other words, that it should be Yivetir Mepoch. Why? Because it's not Smucha Lechavato. So from the Kashe it appears, the Kashe assumes that it was not enacted by Chazal. So Mele, it's a new takone.
so sind sie nicht da können, nach dem Muchel ich habe da, sondern mehr ist, ich tue die Serbe Bauch, weiß nicht die Serbe Bauch, aber dann in Tegsle, Tegsle sind der Terre, wie je schlimmer wie auch Lucha habe ich Muchel gebrochen, die Lichre ist alle, wie ihr in Eino, was gewähnt. Was gewähnt, so bist du, weil ich gabe, ja, Lucha, so ich understand, dass du ein Tegsle selbst in der Kasche, that it should be with the Abigol, because teachers assumed in the Kashe, after all, Yalucho between Likre Sahalel and Yalucho, so the old Kepitla of Tilim of Halel intervened. So the male is that Smuchal Chavato, this is what teachers assumed in the Kashe, so teachers said in the Teres, even though the chapters of Halel, Halupio and Israel and Lonu, even though all these chapters of Halel, so they intervene between Mikre and Halel and Yalucho, but it's still considered, it's not the Hefzeg, it's still considered Muchal Chavato. But the question is in regard now, and in regard to Mishtabach, we also understand that because Teisves in the Kashi assume that even that in view of the fact that between both Shoma, which is the Brochali von El, and the Shtabach, so there are so many Psukkah in Zimre, so in the beginning, some male is that Smuch al-Khalato, so this is in the Peret, says, it is Smuch al-Khalato. But the question is, the Koharle, my Koharle, what is, Tesis is the Peret, Tesis is the Peret, we knew in Einu, we asked Einu, well, I mean, everybody knows, that Yuri Neinu follows the ministry of Ashkeleinu, I mean. There is nothing intervening between Ashkeleinu and Yuri Neinu. So why take this in the very outset of the Kashe? So we have to say that in regard to Yuri Neinu, so take this in the Kashe, because there is a machlokes l'shem as to whether Yuri Neinu was enacted by Chazal, like Ashkeleinu, except that it's not mentioned in the Gemara. So, or it was enacted as the Chachamim of the Talmud, apparently, in the Kashe cases assume that it was enacted as the Chachamim of the Talmud. I remember the Sheikh would say like that. The Ramban says like that. So, 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 so